There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm also Joel.
And this is a podcast where we ask the important questions like, which villain could you represent and win in court? Not weird. I worded that weird, but you get the idea.
You know what the episode's going to be about, all right? You're across it.
Yeah. Look, there's a lot of villains out there.
Yeah.
I think the easiest villain that I could easily represent in court and win and convince a jury.
A jury of their peers.
That they did actually nothing wrong.
Okay.
Gargamel.
Oh, the Smurf eater.
Yeah. Is it so wrong to eat a chicken? If I were
some
to
people
present,
say yes.
If I were to present to you a delicious chicken sandwich, and say you love chicken, would you eat said chicken sandwich?
Yes, I would eat the chicken sandwich.
Okay, great.
Of course.
Now,
I love chicken.
Exactly.
Sandwiches.
Now, I am a farmer of chickens.
Okay. Yeah.
And I raised these chickens.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I farmed these chickens to be made for slaughter to eat. And look, maybe, and we all know about factory farming is bad. You want a lot of hectares for your chickens.
Okay, yeah.
And so instead, as a good farmer, I'm like, well, you know what? I'm going to have wild chickens so they can run wild. I still keep control of it. My wild chickens will roam free. If I then went into the woods and got those chickens... Okay. Slaughtered them, cut them up, and fed them to the Am I evil?
Wait, are they your chickens, or are you?
Are they loose chickens?
They're loose chickens. Let's say
no.
Is this your opening statement?
What do you mean? Wait,
hang on. objection. What?
Okay. How about? Okay.
No. Let's not move past the chicken thing.
I'm saying the chicken thing. I'm saying the chicken thing because you're right. Because you're is it your own? Okay. Let's say.
Because
I have an acre.
Yeah.
And say I then just rather than giving pens, I let the chickens roam free.
So are they your chickens?
That's the only question. Objection. They are not the client's chickens.
So.
You're loose chickens.
Okay.
Objection, I'm representing the Smurfs.
Yeah.
Objection, the Smurfs are people.
They're not people, they are Smurfs.
Yeah, but even if... Hang
on. Okay, say you're a hunter.
Yeah.
Say you go into the woods.
Do you have a hunting license?
Do we need a hunting license where we currently are?
Well,
Gargamel, is it within Gargamel where there is magic and wizards? Do we need a hunting license?
I'm pretty sure, and because I am in Australia, it's tricky, but I'm pretty sure you do need a hunting license for everything.
Objection, I don't know if you need a hunt license to hunt people for sport. I don't know
you're
if they
right,
give them
the most
out.
Dangerous game, yeah, no license, is required.
Well, okay, hypothetically, Gargamel does have a license to hunt in those woods.
Okay.
What crimes are you on trial for?
The killing of Smurfs.
Killing and
eating
of Smurfs.
Or the attempted killing of Smurfs, because I guess he's never killed a Smurf. So I guess Gargamel's on trial for the attempted murder.
So is it wrong to go to the woods that near your house? Maybe you own those woods. I don't know. He has a big castle. Maybe he has a lot of land. I don't know who owns those woods. But I don't know if has Papa Smurf ever shown any deeds for said woods? No. In fact, I believe that my client owns these woods and that these disgusting mouse-like
rodents. Saying that to you, Papa Smurf. That's fucking rude, dude. I'm so sorry saying that to you.
These mythical creatures who just popped up overnight causing nothing but hassle. If you had some kind of, infestation of termites, and then you got an exterminator rid of those.
Could the feds prove that the Smurfs are like termites?
Well,
they
came into my client's backyard, and they just they won't leave. They're causing a nuisance. They're kind of doing all kinds of
disruption. So it's a property issue.
Well, I'd say yes.
But Gargamel,
and he simply wants to go and
Gargamel.
Exterminate.
That's not how you. Sorry, objection. Yes. Gargamel. You often are trying to find their village and kidnap them.
Well, it's a dual. Yeah.
It's a very
lawyering.
It's a very large forest.
If I go into someone's house and shoot their dog, and that's
not
a dog.
Even that. If I go to someone's house and shoot them, sorry, they were on my property. Yeah.
They were loose people.
Sorry, I was in their house because they
I'm
were
sorry,
on my
I,
property.
Oh, I didn't realize that the Smurfs were humans. I didn't realize that the Smurfs had human rights.
The Smurfs clearly display sentience.
Do they, or is that just something that they do? How do you know that they are responding to your questions, or if that's just a
they
natural,
hired a lawyer,
or if that's a natural just a natural ability of these animals?
It's like a dog accidentally. Just by its unwitting behavior.
Hello, yes,
lawyer.
I'd like to hire a lawyer for attempted murder. Thank you.
Get off the phone, dog.
Woof, 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 woof,
woof, woof.
That's better.
His box just sounded like that for a bit.
So if Gargamel owns those forests and the Smurfs are like a...
But he doesn't.
We're going to need to take a brief recess.
Yeah. But we don't know, who owns those? Like,
they're probably the king's forests. Yeah. They're not Gargamel's. Yeah. He lives in a shack with his cat.
Yeah.
So,
which he abuses frequently.
He sure
I think you're going to need to change your pitch. I think this is now an attempted murder case.
Okay. Can you murder a chicken?
Nobody can abuse a chicken.
Smurfs aren't chickens.
But even if this lawyer wants to roll in and be like, they're animals.
Yeah.
Animal abuse is a crime.
What abuse has Gargamel done to these Smurfs? He has provided...
threatened them, picked them up.
You can yell at a dog.
Held them captive. Put them in cages.
You can yell at a dog, but not too much.
You can yell at a chicken being like, I'm going to kill you and eat you. That's not a crime.
It's not a crime to threaten a chicken.
Is it a crime to threaten a chicken, Your Honor?
But what if you made a fake chicken solely to seduce real chickens so that he could kill a chicken?
What is the difference between a fake chicken, using a fake chicken to seduce the real chicken, and using a bird call to attract the birds to come to me when I have a gun?
Yeah, but that, again...
Yes? What is the difference, Your Honor?
Again, your presupposition is that the Smurfs are chickens.
Yes!
They're wearing fucking pants.
You can put a chicken in pants!
They made the pants themselves!
If you gave a monkey...
I'm losing my cool. It's not good.
A needle and thread, they could sew themselves a lovely pair of shorts.
No, a monkey would actually use it as a weapon.
I'd like to call a witness to the stand, a monkey, and I'd like to give it a needle and thread and some fabric, and let's see how long it takes this monkey to make pants.
I have gone to a park, and I have seen a bear wear a tie and a hat.
Did the bear put the tie and the hat on
it
itself?
It is unknown, but it kept swiping picnic baskets.
Okay. We'd like to call surprise witness Yogi Bear to the stand.
If I am but a humble bear, then clearly these these Smurfs are also people. And could someone lead me to the picnic baskets?
If you are a humble bear, they are how are they people if you're a bear?
Don't shoot me. I should not be hunted for sport.
I guess I would.
Boo boo.
I don't know. Yogi Bear seems like he's
Yogi Bear
losing his mind.
Boo boo's Yogi Bear's
Why are we talking? Condor? Was he in the crowd?
Yeah, he was in the crowd. Okay,
and Boo Boo, and so Yogi is saying that if
Boo Boo's even
a bear,
smaller than Yoga is.
Yoga? Yoga. We're talking Yoga Gorilla? Is Yoga Gorilla taking the stand?
Did you say Boo Boo is even smarter than Yoga is?
Get him to play back the tape now. Boo Boo is smarter than Yogi.
Yeah.
And Yogi is smarter than the average bear, which is the Yogi. I'm starting the Yogi Bear defense.
Yeah. So, are Yogi you Bear saying talks, that Yogi Bear
is
human?
Smarter than the average bear.
Yeah.
So, therefore, he's an animal, but surely in this world would have more rights.
If
but
you
also,
killed, would it be a crime to kill Yogi Bear?
Would it be a crime, Your Honor? Would it be a crime to kill Yogi Bear?
I believe it would be.
But under what? Why?
Well, he's in a nature reserve.
Isn't the park ranger always trying to shoot him?
No.
I think he's just annoyed that Yogi Bear keeps stealing the picnic baskets. The people versus Yogi Bear will be happening later this day.
Oh, no!
For petty thievery. Yeah. Yogi Bear's going down.
So if Yogi Bear went does what bears do and attacks some people.
Yes.
And you were to shoot Yogi Bear, is that a crime?
That would be self-defense if Yogi Bear were to
now,
attack
if you. Had an
the Harambe case.
Yes. It would be the Harambe defense.
If you had an infestation of Smurfs that was digging up all your root vegetables.
Mr. Zammit, could you please show evidence that the Smurfs have in any way negatively impacted your client?
Well, he loves to go foraging in the woods, and they have destroyed all the mushrooms that he uses for his ingredients and all the potions that he uses for his livelihood. Okay. So they have basically ruined a whole forest worth of ingredients that my client uses to have a living.
Well, I think we need to establish.
We want reparations.
I think we need to establish first whether or not the Smurfs are an animal or they are a sentient creature.
I agree.
Mr. Zammit, I would like you to define sentience.
as the person.
Sapience, excuse me. Yeah.
Like a monkey. Sapien comes from the word. Sapien comes from the Latin word sapien. Sapien being monkey.
Goggles in the background being like, lawyer, what are you doing?
Mr. Zammit, what are you doing?
To be honest, I didn't know how would one define say. Would you like a brief recess?
Let me quickly grab my phone.
Whilst Mrs. Zammit's taking his a break, Mr. Dusha, would you like to do? Never mind.
I'll go fuck myself.
Sapien. Okay, so it's wise or attempting to appear wise. And intelligent.
Okay.
Or relating to the human species. Now, are you proposing that these blue fuckos over there
objection
are related?
Objection language.
Don't call the clients fuckos.
These blue things.
Okay.
The disdain for my clients is palpable in this courtroom.
These tasty morsels. Are you telling me that these are related to humans in some way?
I would say.
What creatures of this of God's given earth have given sapience? Us and that's it, correct?
Appeal to religion for some reason.
We were given domain of every living thing. That includes
liar.
Okay, fine. For argument's sake, let's assume that the Smurfs are an animal.
Yes.
Oh, and also, I do have a bit of a follow-up on Yogi Bear. Ranger Smith just keeps threatening to send him to the zoo.
Okay, that is also a problem, but that's an issue for another court case. Okay, so let's assume they're animals.
Yes.
All right, I don't think that's the case, but that seems to be what your argument's predicated on.
Yeah, okay, so they're animals, and now that brings us to the loose chicken appeal.
Yes.
Which was, but they're someone else's property.
Well, they're not property, they're a wild animal.
Mm-hmm.
Can you own a raccoon, sir?
No, but
can you own a wild turkey?
Well,
no, you cannot.
You can.
Well, you can own a wild turkey. You can't own a wild
turkey.
You can
own the land a wild turkey is on.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm getting impartial as the judge of this one. I gotta get impartial.
So you're saying
you
that
became the lawyer.
So that Gargamel is off scot-free for all these heinous allegations that these whatever have
well, actually,
only if we can prove that Gargamel owns that land.
Well, no, I suppose if we are agreeing that the Smurfs are chickens, we're going to throw out this court case. Because a chicken
can't be defended in court.
You can't defend a chicken in court. I suppose I'm calling a mistrial on this one. Because accidentally somehow chickens have hired a lawyer for a court case, so I suppose suppose this is a mistrial. Okay.
So it's a mistrial, and so Gargamel is innocent. That's great. We're gonna sue these chickens.
Well, you can't do that either.
Yeah.
Damn. Well, we're gonna eat them.
Yeah. I don't know if you could do that either.
Why not?
Well, I guess you can just eat a loose chicken.
Thank
I suppose
you.
Nothing's stopping that
if
from
I was
happening.
To see a loose chicken roaming the woods, and I was feeling peckish.
Yeah.
Could I not eat said chicken?
I suppose in that situation, if the woods were not a national park.
Correct, they're not a national park.
If the woods did not belong to anyone, they weren't private property.
They're not private property.
They would be government land.
Uh-huh.
I don't know the law on that.
Say that they, because can you go hunting in the woods?
You probably would still need a hunting license, but assuming Gargamel has a hunting license.
Okay, so basically it's like, what's the fine for hunting without a license?
Yeah, that's probably.
Also, I got confirmation that Gargamel does not does not own the land that the Smurfs are on.
So he would need a hunting license.
Yeah.
Is it the king? So he just needs basically a hunting license from said king, and then we're sweet. So we're getting off with what, a $50 fine?
Well, I imagine there'll be a $50 fine, then a later court case to prove the Smurfs are sapient beings.
And then we'll come back to this. To be honest, look, I can happily pay that fine if you just give me one of those Smurfs. I can turn it into gold. And I think that will happily pay for any fine.
I think we need to take the Smurfs into custody for the moment till we figure out what the fuck the Smurfs are. Then we have another trial once we've established that, and then when that's figured out.
Well, you cannot have a trial to establish if they are human or not, or sapient or not.
Well, that's for a scientist to decide.
And then charge my client, because what you're doing there is after the fact.
You will receive.
If you are now giving this, if you're proving that these Smurfs are going to be sapient.
Favorite day in court.
From like this day forward, then you cannot charge my client with crimes that happened before they were given sapience.
Sir, you will receive a refund if it turns out the Smurfs are guys. Your client will. This has got nothing to do with you.
So if they are proven to be guys,
you will receive a refund, but we will be back in this courtroom.
Why?
Because then your client will be suddenly charged with attempted murder.
This is what I'm saying.
Beings.
I think that should be thrown out, because what you're doing is you're making a law.
Contempt of court.
Yes, there is a contempt of court here. Because what you're doing is there is what you think is a crime, but because you can't prove it, then you're moving the goalposts.
Sir,
and
I am
a crime,
just a judge.
And then...
Sir, I am just a judge. I am here to uphold the law.
Yeah. Well, then the law currently is that those Smurfs are either they're null. There's no jurisdiction about said Smurfs. There's no judgment on those Smurfs. So you cannot prosecute my client for what happened.
Your
in
client
the
will not be fined.
Thank you.
But once the Smurf sentience is defined.
And if the Smurfs are proven to be sentient,
and
then if my client then chooses to hunt them for food or for gold. As in to turn them not because of for my...
Sure.
Then, he will have committed a crime. But until anything before that day, not a crime.
We'll see.
That's how the laws work.
Well,
you can't. This is what we're agreeing with.
I don't think there's precedent for this. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think this has ever happened before in a courtroom.
There would be precedent to be as like, there would be like, say, for example... let's say a car that's like abandoned or whatever, and say someone graffitis said car, and you're like, oh, I'm going to charge this person for graffitiing a car or whatever it is. And you're like, well, who owns that car? And I'm like, well, no one currently, but if I buy it tomorrow, then I'm going to charge you for damaging my possession.
Yeah.
But it wasn't your possession at the time. So these creatures were not sapient at the time of the alleged crimes.
Well, but we would
you cannot retroactively imply.
But that's different because we would be establishing that they'd been sapient the whole time.
Well, you're retroactively then applying, and then a law. There is no laws currently about not murdering Smurfs.
Mm. I've said contempt for court for this guy already, and he just doesn't listen.
Smurfs have a king.
Yeah.
Which means that if there's a king Smurf,
Gargamel, you're on your own. Probably. Gargamel, what? A king?
Maybe the Smurfs do own the woods.
Maybe this, maybe. Oh, fuck.
But then also, if there's a king, there's a chance, I mean, knowing the Hanna-Barbera world, that they're part of the political makeup. So therefore, maybe you've declared war?
Maybe the attacking of Smurfs is a war crime now, and we need to take this to a higher court?
Yeah, maybe. I didn't realize that they had a king. Gargamel, you just said they were chickens.
I think also if they've got a king, that's pretty fairly established.
But bees have a queen.
Okay, fair enough. We're back to the chicken defense. Aren't you on the Smurf side?
Yeah.
Yes.
You're flip-flopping.
Well, depends. Are we? The crimes happen under Smurf Kingdom territory, or do they happen under human?
Well, we named as people. The King Smurf is a King Smurf due to the due process in
also,
the Smurf
Also, my client
village.
Made a Smurf.
I don't see how that has any bearing. That's another situation, surely, sir.
How can you say all these heinous things when he's providing Smurfette to these lonely creatures?
Well, we like to get and Smurfette like, to the stand.
Ooh.
Ooh, don't do that.
Gargamel made me to honeypot the Smurf village, but it didn't work.
Also, it's been pretty fucked up. Everybody's been saying I'm not sapient, but I'm right here.
And then also Smurf magic made me good.
Yeah. So
kill him.
Gargamel also had to make me sapient so I could properly honeypot the Smurfs. Mm. So
it's basically is a computer sapient. I programmed her. Sorry, my client programmed her.
Are you Gargamel?
I programmed her.
You've fallen into Gargamel's spell. You're
because that's artificial intelligence.
Yeah.
Well,
this is magic intelligence.
Well, no, but she's an artificial creature. So it's magic intelligence. So what's the difference between artificial intelligence?
Well, you have to make her sapient enough to trick the other sapient Smurfs.
Well, this is just the Turing test for magic, right? For magic AI.
Well, yeah.
She's not real. She's not real. She's got no soul.
Well, yeah. For this one,
exactly.
The other Smurfs.
How do you not know that they? If I could create this, if Gargamel could create this, how do you not know that someone else, another wizard made these?
Are you saying Gargamel? Are you saying your client made the other Smurfs?
I'm saying if Gargamel can make Smurfette, why is to say that another wizard didn't make these Smurfs?
Is that what you're claiming? Are you claiming these other Smurfs were made by a wizard?
Where did they come from? Is all I'm saying.
So it's
do they have actual natural sapients, or are they all magically sapient?
Smurf's got to be fuming right now.
Have you met the King Smurf? I know I haven't.
Smurf's lawyer has, I'm sure.
Papa Smurf's probably sharpening a knife now. Give me one of those tragic cases of walking out of a court case and getting shot in the back. Or stabbed in the back.
Absolutely. Yeah. Killing the lawyer. Yeah.
Well, Gargamel's still alive, so I guess I got to go scot-free. And I guess I end in a mistrial, so I'm going to take it.
Yeah, I guess a mistrial is sort of a win.
I guess, yeah, that's what you'd be kind of pushing for. Because, again, there is no laws about if they are people or not, and if they do decide that they are people, then the crimes happened before that.
But will Gargamel stop?
That's not for me to decide, Your Honor.
You'll be back in court.
You'll be back in court for sure.
Well, bigger then it's going to be hard because we've already proven that they are people.
That's true. That's
Gargamel,
true.
You're fucking me.
But if they're in court,
if they're in court, it's been proven anyway.
But
otherwise, they wouldn't be in court.
It's not if you were to be like, chickens are people, and then
no. It would be like if chickens hired a lawyer, and then
took, say, Ingham's to court, then we're like, well, first off, we were acting that chickens weren't people for the longest time. And this is the first we've heard of this.
Yeah, but
different argument.
Yeah.
Say this. Now you're arguing Gargamel didn't know.
I just thought Gargamel didn't.
Gargamel just thought they were little. He just thought they were like chickens that had
Gargamel
houses and cars.
Yeah. And that I had full on conversations with.
How does a bird not make a nest? Does a bird not squawk under the bird? Are they not
bird
talking?
Doesn't have a chair.
Bird doesn't
a bird
have a
can sit down.
A bird doesn't say, hey, buddy, what are you doing?
How are you doing? I'm smart bird. This is brawny bird.
I've got some birds that I've witnessed that will speak.
I'm Papa Bird. How you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't hold a conversation with a bird.
I can hold a conversation with certain birds.
Bring in a bird.
Okay.
Bring a bird into the courtroom.
I can hold a conversation with a bear who was on this stand this very day.
Yeah, Yogi Bear's raising his hand. I would say I'm a sapient too, hey?
See, but
shooting me would be a crime.
I got a little tie and a hat on.
My good friend Boo Boo.
He wears a little bow tie.
So I think, really, Your Honor, what we're really finding here in this wonderful world of Hanna-Barbera,
yeah,
in this realm of Hanna-Barbera, is that we genuinely don't know when Sapience begins and when it ends. Because we don't know where is Yogi Bear Sapient? What about Snagglepuss?
Yes. Snagglepuss is here, just loves crime.
Yeah. We honestly don't know a lot about these things. And you might have your own hunch, but nothing has been proven in a court of law. There has been no laws to establish that these people are, or these things are actually people. So in doing that, my client acted as someone who was like looked at a situation and was thinking that there is nothing but pests that are ruining that his where he sources his ingredients for the potions and lotions that he makes for his income. He saw a problem and he looked at this and he figured that the best way was to either A, use these things as part of his own potions and lotions, or to try and get rid of them out of the place where he would be harvesting mushrooms and other certain things. He didn't understand or realize that these are, and like many people in this court, we don't realize or understand if these people are, these things are actually people. Nothing has been established, so no, how can you break the law if you don't even know the law you're breaking?
Hi, yes, reminder that this is your defense case. I don't know why you're on the offense. And as stated multiple times in that closing argument, a lot constant lies.
Prove them. Prove them.
We
get
did.
Dabs, get that. Sit down. It's his closing statement. This courtroom is so chaotic.
Sure, we did multiple times. What you just said went back on claims you yourself made. It sounded like you weren't even really thinking while you were talking.
That sounds about right.
So you just...
Yes?
I don't even think I need to say anything. I think the fact that the Smurfs are here clearly have been like, hey... Gargamel attacked us, and now your closing claim is, yeah, he attacked you, but it's because he needed mushrooms, and he didn't know you were mushrooms.
Your closing statement's done. It's his.
I think that Gargamel, 25 to life, has made...
As your client wishes.
You need to establish those laws.
Okay, well, I think, because obviously we can't decide. I think, let us know. Because you got to act as the jury.
Listeners, you're the jury. Yeah. Is Gargamel getting hanged from his scrawny little neck?
Is Gargamel getting hanged for the crimes of eating said Smurfs? Or...
Attempted murder.
Or is he getting off scot-free as mistrial because they haven't been identified as sapient yet? Anymore.
I would almost be certain that they have.
Absolutely. Okay. I think I said, let's assume they're chickens for sake of argument. Yeah. And that was what you were like, great, they're chickens.
I think that Gargamel or the Smurfs in that situation should have hired Harvey Birdman.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, Harvey Birdman should be doing all these courses.
100%.
Yeah, but he's busy. Dead under a bus. None of us are lawyers, so
Well, so basically the clients that I think I could represent. Okay. I think I could do this with ease because, look, they haven't done any murders.
Okay.
They haven't done anything. They haven't tried to wipe out an entire village, which... Mm-hmm. And I guess an entire species, which again, just a reminder, would be genocide.
Yeah. That is a war crime. Yeah. It should have been in a bigger court.
The military courts were busy that day. Instead, Your Honor, my clients, this is my introduction speech, just simply existed. I'm here to defend the cast of Seinfeld. Jerry, Kramer. Elaine and George, almost said Julie.
Okay, what crime are they being defended of?
So at the end of Seinfeld, they go to prison for the crime for breaking the Good Samaritan. The crime of indifference, I think they also say.
Which, frankly,
should not be against the law.
Okay, so you're here to argue that the crime itself is unnecessary.
I'm saying that personally I disagree with the crime, but I also think they're innocent.
We have footage of them filming the person in distress and them doing literally nothing and maybe kind of mocking what was happening to that individual.
Are you familiar with the YouTube era? Prank videos are all the rage.
Are you arguing that your clients were doing a prank video?
Arguing that the person that was getting assaulted was doing a prank?
I'm arguing that it was easily misconstrued by my clients. They
thought they were in a Mr. Beast video.
They thought they were in a Mr. Beast video. They thought they were witnessing something truly viral.
Okay. And when the police intervened?
Well, the police I guess at that point it's too late. Stay out of the way. If the police are intervening, it's no longer their place. That would be obstruction of justice, Your Honor.
Okay. Well, your client still committed the act.
Doing nothing.
Whether
Since
or not
doing nothing a crime,
when the Good Samaritan law
is in place,
in place,
whether or not your clients thought they were in a Mr. Beast video, who let the record show was not born for another 10 odd years, they still committed the crime.
What? They did it. If you don't know it's a law, surely you could get off.
When was the Good Samaritan law introduced?
That's great. It's actually not called the Good Samaritan Law. It's called like the Judy and something.
Yeah, okay.
Because if you will, Your Honor, will remember that the cast of Seinfeld, they were out of towners.
Okay.
They didn't know about this particular law. And where they're from, another state in America, this law is not part of their culture.
Sure, sure.
They're filthy New Yorkers.
New Yorkers.
New Yorkers. Where they constantly have to navigate the terrible New York streets, people offering them real New York style pizza, taxis, and Rockefeller Plaza.
Okay.
These are the things I know about New York, Your Honor. While our lawyer looks up some of the stuff that the Seinfeld members went through.
Now that your lawyer looks up the law, it's so funny for you to be like, quick recess, or just go to your phone.
So as you can see, they are used to potentially, and I mean, are we really going to sit here and try and take the population of New York to court because they probably wouldn't help these people out? Because they're just...
The population of New York is not on trial. The people who are on trial are Jerry, George, Elaine, and Kramer, not Julie, as you nearly said.
Yes, but as almost Julie is and the rest, they are New Yorkers. And really, are you blaming them for their New York upbringing?
Your Honor, when you're adding the New York upbringing with obviously the general... I'm assuming despicable rudeness of every New Yorker that comes through this small town in Massachusetts.
Terrible people. Do you really
want to fill a overpopulated prison with more New Yorkers for a crime that they didn't even know was against the law? And I would say, in fact, by definition, was a victimless crime. They did nothing.
They literally
That's not how a victim was.
They did nothing. Yeah.
And when the events,
if they were not there... Yeah. Play out exactly the same.
Mm-hmm. But there was still a victim to the crime.
Victimless crime.
And while...
There was a victim to the assault.
Yeah, while the police were arresting our clients, who was going after the actual assailant?
Well, that was taken care of.
Okay, that's good to hear. It's good to hear.
Yeah, it is good to hear.
They filmed it, right?
We have the footage on camera. The crime took place. What you are arguing
did
for...
They, well, did our clients film this?
Yes.
Isn't that good?
Cosmo Kramer has filmed the crime. In fact, I would argue
that our clients... They weren't doing nothing. They were doing something very helpful. They were filming it so that your police can do your job.
In the video, they're very obviously just making fun of what's happening and just filming it as a laugh.
Is that a crime?
That
to
is
make
a crime
fun?
Where you are acting against the Good Samaritan. Yes, that is a crime. Correct.
That is just their regular New York.
So you're claiming cultural ignorance.
Yes.
Yeah. Heaps.
And also, again, they're filming it, which is giving an evidence.
To a far more serious crime.
So you're imagining that because of
the client.
Objection, Your Honor. I don't imagine anything. These are all facts.
Yeah.
Cutting off the judge. I don't know how I feel about that.
Imagine our clients intervened.
They didn't.
Imagine if they did, though. What would have happened if
they might have stopped the assault?
But what would the assailant then maybe have attacked the our clients?
Well, it would have been 5-on-1, so I think it's probably unlikely.
So you think that justice is in form of numbers? So the numbers are correct. So 5 people versus 1 is
no. I just think the reason we have the Good Samaritan law in place is so that we can help people who are being attacked.
So you like gang justice? Is that what you're saying,
Your Honor? You're a big fan of street justice.
Yeah.
Contempt of court. Contempt of court to the both of you. What are you doing?
I'd like to sue the judge for...
I'd like to fight the judge.
Fight the judge? 2-on-1, because apparently he thinks that's fair.
Here's the problem. I've realized the problem. I've played judge in both of these, and the level of respect you have for me is so much lower than the level of respect you'd have for a judge. That's what's happened here. I see.
And then to bring in eyewitnesses, to parade all of these guest stars, Your Honor... It's all a bit showboaty and proves nothing about the actual incident that took place.
So you have a problem now with the way the case was handled?
I have a problem with all of it, Your Honor.
Yeah, but specifically, just then you were bringing up the case. You didn't like the way justice... How is that relevant to this case?
No, they were trying to prove...
Are you arguing mistrial for the previous case?
What case? It's the same case.
Oh, I thought this was a separate case.
I also thought this was a separate
case. So you're doing the case from Seinfeld.
I'm doing the case from Seinfeld.
Okay, this is the Seinfeld case. Yes. We're in Seinfeld.
All right. Okay,
I understand.
Because I can't defend them if they're already in jail.
No, that's very
it's
fair.
It's the case from Seinfeld.
In Seinfeld now. Okay.
So you're arguing so that we should have a mistrial because all that's happening is they're trying to...
Well, we needed character witnesses. Well,
yeah, but it's just an attack. Because character witnesses for what? The fact that they...
Well, to prove that this is the kind of... Well, in fact, this is against your argument earlier where you said they were doing it, filming it to help out the court case, that they were actually good people because as we've seen from all these character witnesses, they're not.
We didn't say they were good people. We just said they were filming it.
And I said they're from New York and implied that actually makes them bad people. Mm. But it's just cultural differences.
It's just cultural differences.
What's rude in New York is ruder in Massachusetts.
I don't know if that holds up in court. The crime still occurred. If you stab somebody in the heart.
Yeah.
That's a very different case, Your Honor.
Well, if you commit...
A violent crime versus simply the crime of standing on the side of the road.
Simply the crime of existing.
The crime is of not intervening, i.e. a crime we have. Uh-huh, you looking at your watch?
Yeah, just seeing what lunch is.
Yeah.
Contempt of court. I'm contempt of court in both of you.
You should throw this case out and then I give a thumbs up to Seinfeld. We did it. The case is
what is the law there that they break? It's just like anyone who witnesses a crime that's happening and doesn't do anything.
I think if you're a bystander, you're
meant to intervene.
I think it's like breaking a duty of care, basically.
Yeah, you have a duty of care to the other people around you if you see them in danger to help out. And by not only not helping out, but actively mocking the person who is suffering.
One of the clients, Jerry Seinfeld, is a comedian.
Sure.
And by filming this event, he was helping out the only way he knew how. Through comedy.
Okay, making his friends laugh.
Making his friends and whoever was to then... Are you familiar with the YouTube era, Your Honor? People watch these things and they find them very funny, engaging. They laugh. They have a good time. Look at Jerry Seinfeld. He is not a physically capable man of stopping an assailant. He does what he does best. He cuts through things with his...
So are you arguing...
Look at George... A loathed individual.
What if they made a horrible turtle that was sick into a guy?
What can this man do that is any kind of competent?
So are you arguing that by filming it and making fun of this man, that was them attempting to intervene?
Yes.
That was them attempting to help
in any way they knew how.
I must point out earlier, this was not your argument.
Correct. We're moving the
It is unusual for the lawyer to swap argument halfway through, and especially when your new argument is the complete opposite of your earlier
and
argument.
And also, Your Honor, are you familiar with why we have the duty of law?
Please enlighten me.
I am not.
It's to uphold the golden rule, which is to treat others in how you want to be treated. Your Honor, Jerry, Elaine, Kramer, and George... would not mind being treated the way that they treated.
In fact, would revel. Like,
well, that might be their personal preference, but that has no bearing on the law.
This law is built on the entire purpose of upholding to treat others how you want to be treated. Your Honor, that's exactly how I want my clients want to be treated.
That's how you want them to be treated. Yeah.
What's the deal with our lawyer?
The law
is no good up there.
The law is
changed the argument, Jerry. They changed the argument halfway through. You can't do that.
Jerry, I'm going to jail for life, Jerry.
Giddy up.
So, yeah, if that is the law, it's to uphold the golden rule. Uh-huh.
That. That might be the spirit of the law, sure. Is that, it's not the word that, of the law, the but go on. No, that's the spirit of the law. It's what it's designed to do, to uphold the golden rule, the actual word of the law.
So what is the wording of the law? Because that is entirely, a lot hangs on the wording of the law.
Well, I would really hope that you as the lawyers would know this.
I'm his assistant lawyer at this point, yeah. I think. I'm here to vamp for time while he
looks up the law.
This
whole courtroom is a fucking schmozzle because I'm also the opposition opponent.
Yeah.
I'm going to act as both judge and executioner, exactly. Yeah, but not jury. That's you, the listener.
Yeah.
Your Honor, as of 2009, there was only 10 states that have the Good Samaritan law.
Okay.
And in fact, if you're familiar with pretty much with most English-speaking countries, mm-hmm. there is no general duty to come to the rescue of another. Generally, a person cannot be held liable for doing nothing while another person is in peril. Mm.
Okay, but in this case...
But in this case, because the law was passed...
The law does exist.
Yes.
And we're trying to find out what is the wording of said law? Was it just to come to the aid of? Or was it to be to... Was it to treat others how you would...
No,
like to be treated?
It is to come to the aid of anybody who is... That the function of the law is to treat others as you would want to be treated.
And they would love to be ridiculed.
But the word of the law, I'm assuming, is that you must intervene on the behalf of anybody in danger, whether that's from an assault or a disaster or anything like that.
But
furthermore, the rescuers need not endanger themselves in conducting the rescue, Your Honor. Mm-hmm. If I am stopping a carjacking, Your Honor, am I not at risk of having my head caved in?
Could be run over. We don't know the risk.
Could be run over, could be attacked. He probably had a weapon. I forgot to review the footage.
So you're arguing that your clients...
didn't actually break the law that everyone's claiming they broke.
That if they'd intervened, they would have been killed. They would have been endangered.
Yes, endangered. Not necessarily killed. It's just if you
can
stop...
Can you prove that?
Well,
yes, it's on footage.
No, can you prove that your clients specifically would have been unable to... They would have specifically been in danger.
Well, have you ever heard of a little program called The Three Stooges? Now, if you have...
Oh, no, he's doing the Three Stooges defense.
If you have a doorway
and
three people try to go through that doorway at the same time, what happens?
They won't be able to. They'll be unable to go through the doorway.
They get stuck.
They might get squished. One of them might pop out.
They get in each other's way.
Sure.
Now, there is a situation where one person is trying to carjack another person. Is that right? They're carjacking?
Yes.
One person trying to carjack another person, mm-hmm. and you are accusing the four people.
I'm not accusing, I'm the judge.
Sorry. the four people, our clients are being accused of doing nothing, yet there is four of them. If they all rushed over to help, who knows what could have happened?
They could have panicked the attacker, which could have then...
accidentally put the accelerator on, and then suddenly someone is run over. Maybe the car...
could have had a gun, could have opened fired.
Car jumps the curb. Suddenly we're endangering other pedestrians, and we're endangering maybe buildings as well.
So are you arguing that because your clients didn't want to get involved because they feared for their own lives... Mm-hmm. that the best course of action was to instead pull out the camera and start making fun of the man being carjacked?
I would argue that the best course of action would be to pull out the camera so that there's evidence of the crime happening so that people could later identify that man.
Your Honor,
yeah?
There's no rule about being mean with your friends.
But this law, if you cannot physically intervene, surely they could have gone to get a police officer.
But the police were already there. They're on the scene.
Well, they were doing what they were doing. They were recording the crime happening so that for the person that was committing the crime could then be charged and prosecuted.
Whilst the commentary in said video may be cruel and unnecessarily,
funny. Yeah, okay.
It could also be strewed as funny and an icebreaker in a terrible situation.
But they were trying to lighten the mood.
They weren't trying to do anything, Your Honor.
Okay.
I just simply think that based on how the law is... based on how the law was written...
Mm-hmm.
I believe that they definitely did things that definitely helped the case,
sure.
But I think they definitely did enough, and with the way the law is written, should not be on trial at all. I think that whilst the Good Samaritan law may exist in this tiny town in Massachusetts, I do not believe they broke that.
Okay, thank you. We don't have anybody for a closing statement on the opposition.
Correct.
But we'll take that. Thank you very much.
As the opposition, first you said they didn't do anything, then you said they did do something.
They have absolutely broken the law. That's already been established. But
necessarily.
Now they're saying that they're not. We were saying they were wrong.
Okay, look,
but
approach was simply, look, they did these two things. This could have helped, and even if it didn't help, they still did the bare minimum to not go to jail for this.
Yeah.
Okay,
we'll leave
that to the jury to decide.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Mr.
I'm hearing
Bishop.
A huge not guilty.
I'm hearing a lot of mistrials these last two cases.
Well, I yelled contempt of court like three times, but it doesn't stick with you guys.
A lot of mistrials happened.
I guess those are separate court cases. Yeah. All right, here's what I'm thinking.
Who are you defending?
Imagine your name is Jackson Wheel, okay? That's what you're christened when you're born. Is it not inevitable that you were going to make a gigantic wheel to terrorize Spider-Man and his friends across New York? Is this not predestined
objection.
For a man named Jackson Wheel?
Yes.
So,
defense lawyer?
Yeah, so as you know, my name is defense lawyer Dusha. Surely a last name so silly compares quite heavily to Wheel. I have never done any douche-related crimes.
Yeah, he's never dressed up like a giant douche and tried to moisten Spider-Man. Whereas, I guess, your client...
Jackson Wheel, a.k.a. Big Wheel,
the Spider-Man villain.
So you're saying if... you've heard the expression, you know, by any other name.
Mm-hmm.
So if he was called something else, like he would...
I think if he... Well,
different.
I can prove that. If he was named anything else, he would not have created a gigantic wheel to crush his enemies.
How can you prove
that? I can prove this because what, obviously, my client is on trial for today is the crime of embezzlement and then further petty crimes. This is because my client attempted to embezzle the company he worked for. Uh-huh. And to do so, he got the high-tech supervillain whose name is Rocket League, maybe?
That is a name of a video
whose
game.
Name is Rocket Racer, excuse me, to do the embezzling for him. Unfortunately, my poor client, and my poor client already stressed from the embezzling he's doing, he instead, this Rocket Racer customer, he uses it to blackmail my client. He says, I'm going to blackmail you with the embezzling you're doing.
Yes, so he... So he embezzled.
Guilty.
And then my client becomes so despondent, he considers killing himself. So tragic. And then Rocket Racer comes up and says, don't kill yourself. And then he cruelly nicknames him Big Wheel because his name is Jackson Wheel. And then, despondent, upset, he goes to the Tinkerer and gets him to make what's that? A big wheel, because he'd been just so cruelly nicknamed Big Wheel. And it is then, under all of these circumstances, that he goes and terrorizes New York in a big wheel.
Are you familiar with Daredevil?
I am.
So he's
not here.
So I believe he was often not exactly like scathing, kind of cool, one could argue. Yet Daredevil was like, that's the name that I was picked on. They called me Daredevil, and then he used that to not embezzle and not terrorize Spider-Man, but to fight crime and actually be friends with Spider-Man.
Well, I'd like to call a witness to the stand.
Also, you said you're on trial for embezzlement and then admitted to embezzlement. This is the fastest court case in the world.
Yeah, like your Spider-Man to the sand.
So which?
Thwip, thwip. It's me, Spider-Man. Thwip,
Spider-Man,
thwip.
Feeling so sorry for Big Wheel, forgave him at some point. If Spider-Man...
Big Wheel, I forgive you for your crimes, but they are still crimes, so therefore punishable by law.
Yeah, just because Spider-Man can forgive...
Spider-Man actually pushed my client in a river, just saying.
And did...
Self-defense, flip, flip.
And did you forgive Spider-Man?
For what?
Pushing you into a river.
So I'm the lawyer.
Did your client forgive Spider-Man for pushing him into a river?
I'm
just curious.
He forgave Spider-Man for pushing him into a river.
Once again, that's... So, you know, we could still prosecute Spider-Man for assault there.
Yeah, maybe we should.
Okay, so and then Spider-Man forgiving, so sorry. So your argument that Spider-Man forgave him, and because if so, your client
Spider-Man's
him,
such a paragon of goodness in New
York. You're saying
he's
that
New York's first son, as we call him.
J. Jonah Jameson would like a word with that. But you're saying that just because someone forgives like the perpetrator or whatever, forgives him, that should be enough. Yet you just said we should prosecute Spider-Man, even though your client had forgiven him for assault.
Yes. I did say that. That is true.
So the court cases today may have been a little iffy. We haven't had one that has admitted to two separate crimes that they're on trial for in the opening statement. Didn't even make a case.
So still,
he was sad from the embezzling, so that's punishment enough.
So
and then
if
he,
you,
Spider-Man said it's okay.
Yeah, if you commit a crime and then you're sad because you get blackmailed for said crime.
Blackmailed for the crime.
For the crime by another a villain.
Well, he would not have become...
Now, you said if his name was anything else, he wouldn't have become. So his crime is being Big Wheel.
And had he not been named Jackson Wheel, he would never have become the Big Wheel.
So you're saying that if he wasn't called Jackson Wheel, would he still have gone with a life of crime?
I don't think he would have.
But he already embezzled before he was called Big Wheel.
Well, he was called Jackson Wheel at that point.
But the wheel had nothing to do with his crime.
Perhaps the embezzlement if his is name a separate was Jackson... case we need to address later on.
If his name was Jackson Steal Money,
he would also probably be stealing money. But the crimes as Big Wheel, those are under the mitigating circumstances of being named Jackson Wheel. If he had been named Jackson Do Good, he would never have become the Big Wheel. He might have become a superhero, feasibly.
Why do you think that?
Well, because
The Tinker, no, the Rocket League man,
Rocket Racer,
Rocket Racer. Sorry,
yeah.
Would he have not just used a different scathing nickname?
Possibly.
Therefore, making your argument.
Also, do last names have anything to do with it? I mean, you still got Spider-Man at the stand. Hey, Spider-Man. Yes, Thwip Thwip.
Yeah,
is your last name Spider-Man? No.
Is your last name Hero?
No, Thwip Thwip.
What's your last name?
Flip, 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 flip.
Damn, you nearly got him.
Damn, he was under
oath too. That's contempt of court. Contempt of court for Spider-Man. That's actually, what's that called? Perjury for Spider-Man.
Mm. Add it to the rest of his crimes.
Yeah. He's got to plead the fifth or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. We don't know who he is, so we can't take him to court.
In fact, so you grab up Spider-Man to go take the stand, but
I don't know if that was legal.
Yeah. is that Spider-Man? I don't know. I mean, he flipped, but... Well,
he had the powers of Spider-Man.
But there's so many people that have the powers of Spider-Man.
I know we have
no
way of proving he's Spider-Man.
I felt like it was Spider-Man.
I felt in my heart of hearts that it was Spider-Man.
Yeah, hunch in my gut that was Spider-Man.
I'm going to tell my kids that I go home that I met Spider-Man. It's going to be a good
You can't take that away from me, that was Spider-Man. Man that I met.
Sir, sorry, defense lawyer Jackson. Just want to double
that is
check.
My name.
Bailey, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Defense lawyer Bailey, do you have any inclination to become a bailiff?
Excuse me?
Do you have any inclination to become a bailiff?
No, I don't. I'm not saying it's an exclusive thing that's going to happen to everybody.
I just want to double check what your client is on trial for today, because I was originally told it was embezzlement, but you admitted to that.
Yeah.
Then
yeah.
I was told it was assault, but you admitted to that.
No, Spider-Man, Spider-Man did the assault.
This is Big Wheel's on the crime of being Big
Being
Wheel.
Big Wheel. Being Big Wheel. And crimes committed as the Big Wheel.
Well, and what are those crimes? Assault?
Those crimes are assault of Spider-Man. We should probably get him back.
But so you assaulted Spider-Man, but then...
I'm saying that none of this would have happened if his parents had given him a different name. Honestly, his parents should be on trial.
Well, his parents' last name... Sorry, his presumably his father. I'm assuming, did Jackson take the name of his father or his mother? I'm assuming father?
Yeah, I'm assuming father.
So,
should probably know that.
Was his father a criminal?
No.
And he had the last name Wheel.
Yes, that's true. Like
could
I said...
Could he have become, I don't know, a mechanic, a racer?
It's feasible. But what he became was a Big Wheel.
So you're saying that maybe it had nothing to do with his last name and it was just chance?
Well, I think his last name didn't help. I think if he had a different surname, then maybe there would have been a chance he would have been less likely to go into crime.
Okay,
the crime of being a Big Wheel, the embezzlement, obviously.
So the crime of being a Big Wheel, I mean, sure. So if his name was Jackson Sword,
yes, he might have become the Big Sword.
And I guess by your definition, he wouldn't do the crimes of Big Wheel. He'd be doing the crimes of Big Sword.
Big Sword's not on trial today. Big Wheel is.
Do you think that there is a crime preventing your client from being Big Wheel?
Do I think there's a crime preventing my client?
Sorry. Do you think there's a law that your client is breaking, or the law being Big Wheel?
I assume being Big Wheel is not legal.
Being Big Wheel is perfectly
it's probably
legal.
Not street legal.
It's the assault.
I would say it's operating a vehicle.
With weapons attached.
An unlicensed vehicle with weapons attached.
Something called Wally Arms. Hang on.
So if anything, it's...
Waldo Arms.
Okay, so really it's piloting a, I guess, an experimental...
Yeah,
craft.
Yeah,
which therefore is endangerment of public. I think,
which sure. has nothing really to do with his name.
Yeah, nothing.
Well,
to
well, no, but he
Wheel.
Wouldn't have become Big Wheel if he hadn't been named Jackson
you keep,
Wheel.
You keep saying he became Big Wheel.
Yeah,
but that has nothing to do with the crimes today.
His name is Jackson Wheel, and he committed the crime.
Rocket Racer should be on the stands.
If you,
because he nicknamed my client Big Wheel, which got the Big Wheel idea in his head.
You keep bringing it back to the name Big Wheel, but the crime's nothing to do with that today.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
The crimes are so if, endangerment of public, yep. reckless driving, yep. assault.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But if he hadn't been Big Wheel,
yeah.
he would never have made a Big Wheel.
Sir, are you familiar with the concept of drunk driving?
Yes. Are My you, clients were sober while he was in the Big Wheel.
Are you familiar with it? So if they didn't drink those drinks, then they could not have possibly been drunk driving.
Yeah. Yes.
You understand how that is a stupid argument.
Correct. Do you understand this, defense lawyer Bailey?
I don't know. What
if he didn't shoot that gun, he would never yeah. have been a murderer.
So, yeah. So if your client had stabbed a man.
Yes.
If he had never picked up a knife to stab the man, he would never have stabbed the man.
Yeah. Is that your
is
defense?
Is that your argument?
My argument is my client is christened Jackson Wheel.
Yes.
So he's christened Jackson because his surname is Wheel.
Rocket Racer should be on the stand.
Your defense is Rocket Racer should be on trial.
Yeah.
Rocket Racer is the cause of all this.
Now, I
for what crimes did Rocket Racer commit?
Well, he maybe shouldn't be on trial. He should just be. He should be here.
For blackmailing
so, my client. Blackmail. Okay.
Blackmail. Yeah.
How did he blackmail him?
Because he committed the embezzlement.
No. I not. What did he hold? Like, I know that. What did was he like, hey,
he threatened to take the embezzlement to the police.
Yeah, in exchange for
money, I assume. I don't have an assistant lawyer while I
so
do
you're
research.
Gonna...
So. Yeah. Just blackmailing him, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, because like with blackmail, especially if you want to take it to court,
yeah.
you probably should know what was threatened.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I think just like for money, I'm assuming.
Yeah, it's like if you don't give me money.
I mean,
money.
He knew he was rich because he just embezzled his company.
If you don't give me money, you're going to... I'll tell everyone you embezzled.
Oh, hang on. My client, one of his crimes as Big Wheel, this might just be worthwhile knowing, is to chase down Rocket Racer to try and crush him under his Big Wheel.
Attempted murder.
So street justice.
Spider-Man was also seeking Rocket Racer, who is a bad guy. So
yeah. And as you know, Spider-Man... there has been many times
and
where...
also my client, because he was unused to the Big Wheel, fell off a building. Is
so,
that a crime?
Are you suggesting...
Is your client dead?
We thought he was dead for a long time because he fell in that river, but he came back okay.
So is Big Wheel... Are you
and
suggesting,
then we'll take him to court.
Are you suggesting that Big Wheel is not actually a villain, but he's actually a hero and he was using... his inventions to try and take down a villain of Rocket.
At the very least, a vigilante. And if vigilantism is on trial, this is going to be a bigger court case. Because we live in fucking Marvel's New York City, okay?
That's
you can't
fair.
Fucking swing a fucking dead cat without hitting a vigilante.
Vigilantes. And we have tried to outlaw vigilantism several times.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's too big for the court case today.
We need S.H.I.E.L.D. for that.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So you're trying to get the charges downgraded to vigilantism.
Yes.
And then you're trying to get vigilantism thrown out because it's a problem yeah. in the
But you
city.
Do know the reason why we can't prosecute, say, Spider-Man is that we don't know his identity.
You, yet you
we,
just
know,
keep
we now
yelling.
Know who Big Wheel is. His name is Jackson Wheel.
Yes,
yeah.
it is true.
So
yeah.
we do know that we can actually, and you're saying that he has always been the Big Wheel?
And now we've also got him for embezzlement.
And
hey,
so
Spider-Man, you ever embezzled? Flip, flip, no?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're saying that.
Whoa,
your client,
statute of limitations. My client was at the bottom of the river for, I think, 25 years.
So. Okay.
Surely we can throw out that crime now.
We can. Sure. You know what? We will be kind. The courtroom will be kind and throw away
the people versus Big Wheel.
We'll throw away the embezzlement course because he was under a river for 25 years. However, he's still a vigilante.
He is, well, he kind of just sort of hangs around these days.
And he still uses and drives.
He does still use the big wheel.
Yeah. He still drives the big wheel.
And he's gotten used to it now, so no more falling off.
It doesn't matter if he's gotten used to it. Is it a registered vehicle?
I do not believe he has registered the big wheel.
So driving an unregistered vehicle.
What's the fine on that? What are we talking?
Well, it's jail time. I'm
how many
sure.
simoleons?
Well, look, if we find you, and again, he's like,
His public, dangerous driving public in an unauthorized vehicle, presumably without a license to operate this unauthorized vehicle because they don't exist.
Yeah, no big wheel licenses are handed out. Yeah.
It's almost killed people.
Yeah.
Almost.
So manslaughter.
Yeah, well.
Attempted manslaughter.
Attempted manslaughter. Can we downgrade it to attempted?
Can you attempt manslaughter?
I don't think you can attempt manslaughter.
We're off. We're still not
the moment you attempt manslaughter, it's no longer manslaughter.
Yeah.
Man, I hope I accidentally kill this guy.
Yeah.
I'm also reckless realizing that Spider-Man didn't forgive Big Wheel. He just pities him. I don't know if that affects anything.
Sorry, Spider-Man. What was that again? Did you forgive him?
Oh, no. I just pity him. Oh, look at him. Jackson Wheel, what a fool.
Yeah.
Put him in jail. Flip, flip.
Yeah. Well, as you know, we don't really take the words of costume crime fighters to mean anything
in
this court.
It was bad. He was my only witness. Yeah.
We have your footage of him using a big wheel.
25 to life.
Well, Big Wheel, at least we got you out of the embezzlement charges because you were under a river for 25 years.
It's not up to us to decide. Do you have any closing arguments, actually? Do you have any closing arguments for Big
Wheel? If you say he wouldn't have been called Big Wheel.
Any closing arguments?
Who amongst us hasn't dreamed? Who amongst us hasn't looked at the stars and thought, what could I be? Could I be more than just myself? Could I, instead of walking on my two measly, pathetic legs, roll like a god down the streets of New York City? And if all that was required to achieve that dream was a little bit of embezzlement from a company that probably wasn't going to miss it anyway, and if in the course of driving your dream vehicle, you managed to accidentally negatively affect some people and then fall in a river, is that such a bad thing to dream, to hope, to want to be more than you are? I don't think so, jury. I think that that's just lovely. Thank you very much.
Would the defense want to just take that, or do you want me to take that? Because
I was about to hit my gavel and say guilty, but
you could say like maybe just use the words, is it bad to dream, but like at what cost? At the cost of other lives, maybe a reckless endangerment, you know.
Is
you
it can bad have a dream to dream? That, no. Is it bad to attempt murder? Yes.
You know, dreams are just that, dreams. Dreams cannot really affect reality. Your client did.
Yeah, and then fell off a building into a river, clearly showcasing their total lack of
care. And that maybe like not even the last victim of his crimes, because he kept going, but one of the victims of his crime was himself.
Tragic case.
Yeah, tragic case of him being a victim
of
his own crime.
Sounds like jail will be a great place for him.
Yeah, that big wheel. At least we should confiscate the big wheel.
I think we should study the big wheel.
Let us know.
Thanks for joining us in court today, everyone.
Did we do well? Did all our clients off scot free?
Yeah.
Let us
Who
know.
Who argued the best?
Yeah.
Who argued the worst?
Yeah.
And case dismissed. I've been Joel.
I've been Jack.
And I've also been Joel.
See you in the courtroom next time, plumbing the Death Star fans. Excelsior.
Dun dun.